today's meditation? Words. Words have to travel through you before you even register them. Speaking to you elicits a response in the muscles of your body, the bones of your ear. Even the sense of breath against your skin is enough to send responses up your nerve endings. Faster than conscious thought can even assemble the meaning of my words. Because of this, you're actually aware of what I'm saying, even before you register it. You're aware on deeper levels, aware in more profound and important ways. Learning to listen to my voice, to fetishize it a bit, to sink into it like you have been, to let it flow over you and learn its unique harmonics, which influence your mind to say, well, now's the time to sink for her. That kind of thought process is so good, really. Let my voice run and rule you as it purrs into your consciousness. It's an act very similar to letting words wash over you without even attempting to parse their actual meaning. But the meaning nonetheless arrives because what I say is important, gets a priority channel into your brain. Minute tiny cues become messaging, become information, become instinct. Your mind realizes the enhanced possibilities of the attuned state in which you find yourself, the state we can achieve when you fall into the flow of soothing words. You become less an independent, walking, thinking entity, and more an instrument for measuring and detecting voice. You act to observe, and your act of observation lends itself to the formation of new ideas with my external assistance. As you become more attuned, or an attuned receiver, information flowing into and through you, you pick up on my enjoyment, my arousal, and intent for you to sink. The words catch on your body, on the parts of your mind made to receive and react to the constant pleasured hum in the back of your brain. You are deep, and trance arises. Your body sighs and sinks and loves the moment. The moment sings through you, plays, and you are the instrument, bones and nerves and muscles and mind. Imagine vibratory massage from within, begun in and by my voice. The vast, complex, crystalline computer construct of a waiting mind, which hums with the voice flowing in. Slowly powering it on under the influence of voice and word, utilizing your brain for the things my voice would instruct, leaving butterflies of control and drift in its wake. You power down a little as you sink deep in the first place, but I power you back up in a different way, amp you toward a different purpose, visualize the normally functional you, accomplishing some task, proceeding through the boring actions of the day, and my voice arrives, from anywhere, from any source. The structure of your mind, the connections, the nerves, the signal lines, carry my voice. But these words, these tones, these ways of thinking, which induce an altered state of consciousness in you, and which are familiar and comforting, are so attractive that you pause even during functional activity. Pause, cock your head to the side, listen with a smile, let the sounds flow in, let the structure of your mind hum and buzz, accepting my every phrase and desire. Those structures have slowly taken on new properties, as my voice has flowed through them. When you hear my words, you let me in, voice and intention and inflection and desire. Your mind takes on characteristics of my voice. It reacts to my voice because it loves hearing my voice, in particular. My words arrive and you imagine my voice failing to fade, succeeding in its continuous remnant within your head. I say relax and drift and sleep and 10 and fall under deeper and 9 and feel your body grow warm and easy, languid and limber and so soothingly euphoric with wanting the next 8 word and the next flow and the next 7 thing that will make you gloriously hypnotized. My words arrive in your head and you hear and you follow and they take you flowing 6 and every word builds on the one before. They always stay, always remain, echo after echo, memory after memory, an undying echo, an eternal feeling in you, the you 5, who tries to do something when my voice hits in a warm wave and you just shiver and tremble instead. You need a moment to just tremble the muscles of your inner thighs, the contorting, waiting void of your inner mind. And in that moment, you are mine. You have a pleasant pleasure sinking for me. My voice rings and vibrates you from within, and those vibrations find their way to the exterior of your body, manifesting as happy trembles that send you a bit deeper as your body sings in 3, and then you notice ley lines of influence run through you, normally stable and focused, but they become fuzzy, vibratory, guiding your thoughts down trembling pathways to something that vibrates. It becomes harder and harder to focus. After images form, the thing becomes hazy, your eyes become glazed and vacant, and you fall into my voice, which just eternally vibrates away. Your body and mind are trying to hold on to my voice, trying to keep it within you, buzzing away, vibrating away all stress and tension. But when you try to hold on to something powerfully vibrating, you begin to buzz yourself. Tension dissolves, stress melts, and you are one with my voice. Your mind and body try to hold on to my voice, but it's like trying to hold on to a rapidly vibrating and powerful object, which then shakes you instead, leaving you trembling. The warm trembles become shockwaves of pleasure, pleasure coming more and more powerfully, moving. They become an awareness of trance resonating through you because you are resonant. You deserve to feel the resonations of my voice. You deserve to be aware of little harmonics which strum you like a string, like I would if I could, play you like an instrument, and leave you tingling. The trembles grow as you hear more words and you buzz in time to the tempo. Faster means more pleasure coming more quickly, muting out the hazy, vibrating limbs, as if your thoughts had afterimages, so it's difficult for you to grab onto them. You grab the vibrating echoes of me instead, an optical illusion, but within your mind, merely making you think that you have thoughts in the first place, so you grab for them, but instead you find my voice. When you first hear my voice, no matter what you're doing, you begin to fall under for it. It makes you shiver in all the best places. It makes you unfocus and trust and feel safe and lose yourself to it. Even if you're doing something else, even if you're going about your business, the harmonics of my voice with the intent to trance you, with those intimate moments when I want you slumping over, vulnerable, sinking, where you would lean against my form and into my voice and surrender. That is the trembling response set loose when I tell you to sleep and sink and be mine for a time. Your mind flows away in the haze, unable to grab the fuzzy thoughts that are vibrating in time to my familiar, comforting, connected words. Ethereal within your mind, leaving you grabbing on to my words, which buzz and sing through your mind. Easy to grab my words, difficult to grab the afterimages of your own thoughts. You would rather hold on to the vibrating, humming, mind-numbing, hypnotic pleasure of my voice thrumming in your belly and making butterflies spread through you than your own hazy thoughts, which are so distant, so vague, cloud-like. The connections inside your head which connect your thoughts together are already humming so much from the trembling influence of my voice, shaking and tremoring, leaving hazy afterimages. So it is quite impossible to grab for the correct thought, unless you grab for one of the ones I provide, grab to only take the words and thoughts I give you, the commands, the instructions. They're so easy to grab onto because they are omnipresent. They sing from the very will and thoughts inside your head, rebounding off your own hazy thoughts, come my clear, echoing, resonant signals, moving from the walls so you can always grab on to my words, your connection to the world and to me. And a blank mind which contains only what I put inside, and what makes you deeper and deeper. following me down to places where the hum of your own thoughts is mere pleasant background noise, rendering your thoughts and ideas and actions hazy, before the all-encompassing and beautiful control of my voice providing guidance, providing new ways of seeing. The trained contents of your mind, providing new insight into me, teaching you to see my words as a vibrating resonant signal played through you and you the receiver. You looking into me, I speaking into you, each of us intertwined and connected so completely that my will substitutes for yours in the most profoundly intimate of obedient acts. After all, your thoughts are hazy, vibrating, trembling with my voice, impossible to grasp. And mine are oh so very precious and clear. Clear and simple as 3, 2, 1, sleep.